Blackstone Audio presents The Love Match by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Vanessa Benjamin. Chapter 1. The large house in Hanover Square had a lost and abandoned look, as if no one lived there anymore. And yet servants could be seen going about their duties, and very occasionally a beautiful young lady would emerge and take the air accompanied by her maid. The rooms seemed haunted by the voices of the blue stockings Mrs. Waverley had invited to her soirees. But Mrs. Waverley, that champion of rights for women, had betrayed her sex. She had married a colonel, now Baron Meldon, and had fled London. Society gossiped furiously after the announcement of the marriage, and then forgot about her. They also forgot about her three adopted daughters, Fanny, Frederica, and Felicity. Fanny had married the Earl of Tredair, Frederica, Lord Harry Danger, and surely that third one had married as well. But the third one, Felicity, was all alone. Mrs. Waverley had gone, leaving her the house and a treasure in jewellery, enough to keep Felicity in comfort until the end of her days. But Felicity was an independent lady. She had sold her first novel and was already hard at work on another. The servants were all women, Mrs. Waverley having never employed men servants, and the housekeeper, Mrs. Ricketts, was always at hand to accompany Felicity should she care to go out. Felicity had recovered from the blow of Mrs. Waverley's desertion of her, from the feeling of aching loss at being abandoned by her sisters. But she had quarrelled with Fanny and had tried to break up Frederica's marriage. Sure, Lord Harry did not mean to marry her, so they could hardly be expected to want to see her again. In fact, she would have considered...